What's up, guys, and welcome back to the doctor's office, the podcast part, where you get your proper diagnosis and prognosis and everything comics and comic book characters. And today, we are doing our comic book characters you may or may not know about, and we are talking about Talia Josephine Wagner, aka TJ from Earth 2182, and she is the daughter of Nightcrawler and guess what? Scarlet Witch. Right? Okay. Her code name, other than TJ, is Nocturne, and she inherited her father's blue fur, three-toed hands and feet, a tail that is retractable, unlike her father's, and yellow eyes, and her pointed ears. She is a third-generation mutant, however, but she does have her own developed abilities. So she grew up with the X-Men, who at this time consisted of the team leader Wolverine, who would not engage in active combat as he was mortally injured, field leader Nightcrawler, Shadowcat, who was later in a chrono displacement accident and replaced with her younger self just after she had joined the X-Men, Thunderbird, Phoenix, who was inhabiting the empty body of Colossus, and Armageddon, who is the son of Apocalypse. Nocturne became a full member of the team and was romantically involved with James Proudstar. For a long time, she lived in her father's shadow, and he trained her really hard, you know, often at the expense of her feelings. When Cyclops attacked, now mind you, on this Earth, Cyclops is fucking crazy. He attacked the mansion with his exiles. While that was happening, TJ was out with Kitty Pryde. So upon returning and seeing the attack, she was able to rally the students to help delay the attack and then possess Armageddon, who was also a telekinetic, to free Wolverine and seriously injure the absolutely fucking insane Cyclops. Having proven her skills and ability, she was able to reconcile somewhat with her father. Now, later, she was the first member of the Exiles to become unstuck in time, quote unquote, but she never really assumed any kind of leadership role and maintained her free-willing attitude. Over time, she became intimate with the Exiles' own Thunderbird and became pregnant with his child. Interesting. One of her most difficult missions was the trial of the Phoenix Force, in which she had to fight an alternate incarnation of her Aunt Jean, and then had to ignore that world's version of her father during that difficult time. So I know she was feeling all kinds of stuff. However, something that was far beyond that was a mission to the Skrull-dominated Earth 5692, in which she and the others were forced to fight in a gladiatorial combat, series of combat fights, against other super beings. That mission ended with the arrival of Galactus and Thunderbird's self-sacrifice to save the world. Now, due to the stress of losing her lover, TJ lost the baby a few weeks later, which she did keep secret for that entire time, for several weeks after that, and then she became withdrawn and depressed and refused to talk about her feelings, which is completely understandable. Over time, she did heal and became a mainstay of the team. On her first visit to 616, which is, of course, as we all know, Main Earth, she met and bonded with Nightcrawler, who thought that her parents' pairing was very intriguing. I think that too. Nightcrawler and Scarlet Witch is not something that I would have ever had on any bingo card ever. later, TJ was left behind on Earth 616 and was about to knock on the X mansion and see her father again when Exodus intercepted her and made her another offer. A few months later, Nocturne showed up as a member of Exodus's Brotherhood during an attack on Philadelphia. While her teammates were mostly homicidal, because of course, she did her best to try to keep civilians out of harm's way. The X-Men did end up defeating the Brotherhood, prompting Exodus to attack the X-Mansion using Juggernaut as his ace in the hole. Now, Juggernaut recognized TJ as a hero and seemingly beat her to a pulp, when in fact, TJ told him that she was trying to figure out Exodus' motivations, and Juggernaut told her he was also undercover. Wonderful. When the fighting actually started, she was able to possess Black Tom Cassidy, the most dangerous of the foes, long enough for him to be swept into the black hole that Shin Zorn's head created along with the rest of the Brotherhood. Unfortunately, she and Juggernaut were also swept into the black hole. Now, at some point later, her and Juggernaut subsequently ended up on Mojo World, and they were sold to Mojo himself. Nocturne was able to possess Spiral and force her to open a portal to Earth, where they managed to emerge in a danger room. However, though TJ's possessions usually knock out her host for about 24 hours, Spiral was faking, and she kept the portal open to allow Mojo to follow TJ and Juggernaut back to Earth. Now, Spiral changed them and the X-Men to babies, except the newly resurrected Psylocke. All of them except the newly resurrected Psylocke. But the X-Men managed to defeat Mojo and regain their rightful forms. Here we go to the House of M. So an alternate version of Nocturne was sought after by Callisto's Marauders for having Royal Magnus blood as a result of being a daughter of the alternate Scarlet Witch, but she was protected by Psylocke and Marvel Girl. Now, Marvel Girl allowed TJ to possess her in order to keep her out of the Marauders' reach, but Nocturne did end up taking control and in a confused daze flew up and out, just basically out of where she was. And Psylocke pursued her, even which eventually culminated in a telekinetic blade battle, which Psylocke won, of course, and this allowed Marvel Girl's own consciousness to resurface so that she could get TJ out of there. That's also very interesting power-wise. After the House of M reality warp, Nocturne joined the new Excalibur along with Juggernaut, Sage, Dazzler, Captain Britain, and Pete Wisdom. Interesting pairing. And TJ eventually suffered a stroke while working with them, resulting in numerous effects including memory loss, partial paralysis, and the inability to speak. As she worked to recover, she continued to help her teammates and saved many lives during the battle against Albion by possessing one of his shadow captains. Interesting. Nocturne ultimately learned that her former lover, Thunderbird, was in a coma and not dead, and now was no longer comatose, and after defeating Mad Jim Jaspers, she reunited with the Exiles. Nocturne and Thunderbird went with Blink to Earth 3470 so that Sasquatch could help TJ recover from her stroke. Now, once she was completely recovered from her stroke, she returned to the Exiles and briefly merged with the Crystal Palace alongside Heather and Morph before she took charge of the team while Blink was off recruiting new members. Now, after Blink was forced by the Talus to form a new team, past iterations of TJ and Morph were reunited with their friend while under the thrall of Pastor Xavier. Of course, Xavier's a fucking villain. They were freed when Valkyrie attacked him in a rage and grief at the death of her steed, Elendil, and aided Blink's new team in defeating him, though not without the loss of Morph, which that sucks, actually. While commiserating over his death, TJ and Blink were summoned to the moon by a rogue faction of the Watchers called the Tribunal of Watchers to stand trial in the present for the team's interference in the time stream. If it's not the TVA, it's the fucking Watchers, or it's the Living Tribunal or something. Listen, okay? That's insane. Though the group was locked down with power dampeners, TJ was able to use her probability manipulation with her hex bolts to break her restraints, and they quickly fought back. However, the battle was cut short by the Talus activating once more and sending them to another strange reality. And the one they were sent to each took the place of a character from Arabian Nights, and she became Scheherazade. As for her abilities, she has superhuman agility, heightened reflexes, night vision, telepathy, microsuction discs on her hands and feet, body possession, and her probability hex bolts, as well as psychic shields. And her character is really interesting. We don't really see much of her. She's had, you know, about 85 appearances and things like that, but you know, we don't really get to see much of her unless you're reading alternate versions. So I really do think that they should do more with her, especially considering who her parents are. Her mother being Scarlet Witch is absolutely crazy. So I would love to see more of that. But that is it for this episode of the Doctor's Office podcast. Make sure you check out the YouTube channel if you haven't, and I will see you guys at your next checkup.